Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called How to Use Founder Vesting to Protect Your Startup. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a statistic that should make every founder pause. 73% of startup failures stem from founder disputes, and most could be prevented with one simple legal structure. We're talking about founder vesting, the equity protection mechanism that separates amateur entrepreneurs from the professionals. Yet most founders either ignore it completely or implement it wrong. So what exactly is founder vesting? Think of it like this. Instead of handing someone the keys to your house on the first date, you're saying, let's see if this relationship works out first. Founder vesting is a legal mechanism where founders earn their equity over time rather than owning it all up front. The standard structure is 4 years with a one-year cliff, meaning you get 25% after year one, then the rest monthly thereafter. It protects the company by allowing buyback of unvested shares if someone leaves early. Let me paint you a picture that happens more often than you'd think. Two college friends start a tech company and split equity 50-50 with no vesting. 6 months in, one founder gets a Google job offer and walks away. Now the remaining founder owns only 50% of the company they're building alone, while their ex-partner keeps their full stake forever. This isn't just unfair, it's startup suicide. Without vesting, departed founders become deadweight equity that can sink your entire venture. The solution is straightforward. Implement 4-year vesting with a 1-year cliff before you even incorporate. The cliff means if someone leaves in the first 12 months, they get nothing. After that, founders vest about 2% monthly. All co-founders should have identical schedules to maintain fairness. And yes, even solo founders should consider this structure when bringing on future partners. Here's where founders mess this up. First, they wait too long and try to implement vesting after problems arise. Second, they create different vesting schedules for different founders, which breeds resentment. Third, they skip acceleration clauses for major events like acquisitions. Some founders resist vesting entirely, thinking it shows lack of commitment. The reality is exactly the opposite. Investors and serious co-founders view proper vesting as a sign of professionalism and strategic thinking. Your takeaway is simple. If you're starting a company with co-founders, implement 4-year vesting with a 1-year cliff from day one. Use identical schedules for everyone, no exceptions. This isn't about trust, it's about building a foundation that can weather the inevitable storms of entrepreneurship. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.